Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Wednesday, the 22nd of February. The perfect tip of the day is to check all your equipment that it has gasoline engines. That would be chainsaws, leaf blowers, generators, other equipment that may use gasoline engines, to make sure they're in good condition and ready for use this springtime, which is not too far away. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest 37 years ago to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commerce Conspiracy. He's the author of 6 books on the matter at Amazon.com, and his website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us. Vladimir Putin gave his State of the Nation address, I believe yesterday, the day before. And one of the things he talked about was the cultural degradation of the West, which he was true statements on one hand, but on the other, his country and in fact, the Russian secret services were largely responsible for what's been taking place the last 75 years here or so in the culture war, aren't they, sir?
Well, the communist movement, which the Russian special services are still working with, has been integral to advancing feminism and the homosexual agenda and, just attacking religion, trying to lower morality. The KGB, I was told by a defector, the KGB used intermediaries to funnel money to Hollywood producers to put more sex and violence in our entertainment back in the 50s and 60s. So they were trying to corrupt us culturally a long time ago. And then, of course, there's the, you know, what they've done to high culture. You know, you look at magazines and books and universities where the professors look, the, you know, Bella Dodd, you know, testified to the Senate Security Committee in the 1950s about communist infiltration of the schools, how she took over 2 teachers unions. You know, so the idea that you know, what are you putting into children's heads? How is that affecting things down the road? We're 100 years into communist subversion. In 1923, you know, Mr. Whitney's book, Reds in America, up here in Michigan, they raided a communist Communists were pretending to be a meeting of a bunch of choirs. It was a big communist meeting up in northern Michigan. And they raided it, and they found 60 barrels full of documents about how to take over your school board and the church, the local church, and how to influence everything in society, every aspect of it, towards an agenda that would be against our given culture, our heritage.
Right, to
overthrow everything, to create a revolution, to create a socialist, atheist state.
And the culture war, which includes all those things and others, has been largely successful, hasn't it, sir?
It appears that it's made more success since the supposed fall of the Soviet Union than it did before, because I think what happened is that all the worry and the concern about communism and subversion in Russia and China, once Russia and China were no longer perceived as enemies, the domestic communist enemy was no longer perceived as being much of a problem. I remember the Orange County Register had an editorial about, oh, we've won the Cold War, we've defeated communism. Communism now is a relic that only exists in our universities. And I wrote back to a letter to the editor saying, you idiot. You know, basically, you know, you're saying communism doesn't exist, but they're teaching all your children. So what happens in another generation? Well, it's a generation later. It's 30 years after the fall of more than 30 years after the fall of the Soviet Union. Look at who's governing us. Look at who is making all the rules. Look at the lack of common sense. Look at all the political correctness, that you are absolutely a non-person if you don't give lip service to it. I mean, they're, look at how outraged they were at killing babies. Maybe it's true. Maybe the election went against conservatives because the Supreme Court said, look, Roe versus Wade, that was an inappropriate decision. That's up to the states. Supreme Court threw it back to the states, saying they decide this question, not the Supreme Court. And, of course, this caused a massive, we have to elect more people. We have to get people in Congress who are going to pass, you know, something to make Roe versus Wade. Well, you know, people, you know, once they get corrupted by this kind of thinking, they think it's normal. They want it. They're radically opposed to any return to what our parents and grandparents lived with. And it's like people lived a certain way for hundreds and hundreds of years. And now we have to live in a way that really isn't workable. Look at the birth rate. The reason that we have to have people illegally crossing the border is we couldn't fill all the jobs because people don't want to work. The work ethic is gone. The churches are emptying out. The crime is going through the roof. And in states like California, in a lot of jurisdictions, breaking into a house and stealing stuff is not they're not going to hold you for it. They're going to arrest you, book you, and just kick you out. And the court system literally is so overflooded, they can't prosecute all these people. There's too many criminals. We got more people in prison than any country, you know, per capita probably in the world, because we have so many criminals. It's not, the justice system is not good. We're, you know, we don't know how to handle people. No, it's true. We don't have there's no concept of punishment or justice. We have to rehabilitate everybody. We have to hold everybody's hand and cry with them about their bad past so people have an excuse. Well, you know, I had a bad childhood, so I have to rob you right now. It's like, okay.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Jeff, we got our first call. John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Morning. I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it. It's the latest video from Stan Johnson. He's posted up. He said it's something about what's really behind the war in Ukraine, and he seems to think that there's a lady. Her name's Vicky Parnell. Have you heard of her?
No, I haven't.
Well, she's supposedly a prophet, but she said that. She saw a scene. She's saying that that Zelensky was set up by the global elites in order, as part of a plan to create this war several years in advance, but now he's on the stipulation that he would lose the war. But he is going back on that, and he is using blackmailing and subterfuge to get weapons from the Western governments, and they are emptying out our arsenals and leaving us vulnerable to being attacked later. But he decided to follow his own agenda, and he said he's going to crush the armies of Russia. They're invading.
Who's going to crush the armies of Russia?
Zelensky. He says he's not taking their orders anymore.
Well, I think Ukraine had a revolution where they stopped taking orders from Russia in 2014. It was called the Maidan Revolution. A lot of these people now...
Not from Russia, from the global elite that set up Zelensky. He's not going to be their puppet.
Yeah. The problem is the global elite didn't set up Zelensky. That's the problem. You know, that... look, what is the global elite? Can any of these people explain it? Where do you take a course on it other than reading conspiracy books that when you read them, they don't have any sociology, they don't have any history, they just cherry-pick facts that support a point of view. There are generally terms like plutocracy that, yeah, you've got a pluralistic system of competing economic interests in Western countries. And you have a lot of collusion, and you've got a lot of backroom dealing going on. But there's no evidence. I haven't seen it. I've talked to Ukrainians. I've studied Ukrainian history, recent Ukrainian history. There's no evidence that any of those backroom deals involve putting Zelensky into power in Kiev. The game is actually, unfortunately for people who want to simplify, the game is much more complicated than that. There was an actual revolution, a very strident, one of these rare revolutions where the people of a country actually, you know, basically became so powerful that their government, it wasn't overthrown by the global elite, it was the Ukrainian people who did it, and that government wasn't overthrown, they abdicated. President Viktor Yanukovych fled to Russia, his prime minister fled to Russia, many governors and other officials in Ukraine fled to Russia. And Russia, what did they do? They woke up in the morning and they said, where's the president? Where's the prime minister? They had to form a new government. And you had an election in which people who had never been in Ukrainian politics before ran for office. And of course, they had to struggle against these Soviet structures that were still in place from before the fall of the Soviet Union that were controlling major aspects of the media and the economy. And they've been fighting that internally for 8 years, as Russia has been fighting them in Donbass and after the annexation of Crimea. And the actual story is too complicated for most people to read or study or know. So you get the Tucker Carlson version, or you get some other version of people who are mainly reading off of things fed to them by Russian agents or people who are taking their news from Russian agents. And unless you have detailed knowledge of these things, you're going to say things like this lady that's speaking for Stan Johnson is saying. The global elite. Who is that exactly? Who, if the global elite, how does that work? Do they all meet in a secret room somewhere and all agree? Or do they ever fight? Or how does that work exactly? What is the global elite? Are there a bunch of reptile people who are actually reptilians and so they're not human? So they can agree then? I mean, you know, you have to ask these questions, and we can only go by what we know. And if we start inventing narratives that are somehow emotionally satisfying, that explain things and simplify things, we're going to probably get it wrong.
Okay, anything else, John?
Okay, just how much are our inventories being emptied out, and where are we where's the danger point at which we cannot, we will not have enough on hand to defend ourselves?
Well, U.S. military officials have said, look, we need to slow down because if we keep giving Ukraine certain things month after month, we will be in trouble. But the United States has a lot of depth in ammunition, in all categories. Maybe some categories we're a little bit running low. But one of the problems is that we haven't tooled up our industries. Well, we've been tooling up a bit, but Europe and Australia and Canada haven't. And so it's like it's all been up to us. And we do, because we're responsible for defending people. We do have to maintain larger stockpiles. We are the adult in the room, so to speak, that has to defend. And there are countries like Poland and I think Finland and perhaps Sweden that have been more seriously upping their defense. Of course, Sweden's coming from way behind because they basically got rid of their military just about when the Cold War ended. So I think, you know, it takes years to build up a military. And the Germans and the French and others had, you know, the Italians and so on, had a whole year to shift their priorities. The Germans keep putting back their promise of a 2% GDP defense spending. They put it back another year, you know, from, you know, they said, oh, in 2023, you know, by the end of the year, we're going to do it. Oh, no, by 2024. No, now they're saying 2025, right? So we have a problem, and I think the problem is it's a problem of mentality and a problem of these politically correct ideas. Most of the commercial people, the business people that call the shots, they think that war is stupid and it's not going to last, and there's never going to be a World War III because nobody will make money. But they don't understand Russia and China. That's what they don't understand.
What about in Russia?
I can't hear you.
You're breaking up there, John. Say again, please.
What about weapon stocks in Russia? I understand their tank inventories are starting to run to, they've used up at least half their tanks. Mainly,
you know,
3,000.
You know, people 6 months ago were saying that they were going to run out. That their old artillery shells were bad and they were going to run out. You know, Viktor Suvorov, the GRU defector, was very big on saying, never underestimate the reserves of the Soviet Union. Don't underestimate them. And there was a recent proclamation out of Beijing about how they have this strong partnership, which some people are interpreting meaning China's going to start sending them things. Not that China will announce it because China doesn't want to get sanctions. But China can feed it through North Korea and say North Korea is doing it. I mean, North Korea ostensibly is sending the Russians artillery shells, new ones. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of that stuff wasn't really made in China, since North Korea gets most of its conventional military equipment from China. So Russia's not going to have a problem in terms of supplying its forces, I don't think. And I think that people have underestimated their ability to put people under arms to force people to serve. So I think the real danger is that we're going to cut off Ukraine. And I think that the administration, despite Biden's trip there, which I think was made for appearance's sake, when you look at some of the statements of some of his officials, like General Milley, the hints are being made that we can't give them more. We can't keep giving them. You know, when you hear that, it's a signal saying, oh, yeah, we're going to cut them off. So I think we are going to cut them off. And I think they are going to collapse.
John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Our next caller is Tony in Florida. Break coming up, Tony.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nyquist, recently Dr. Li Minyang gave an interview with Jamie Glazov. And she regarded two data points, and I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this. One, she spoke of the balloon. She did confirm it was military PLA. She said it was one of 10 that came through, and that they were the CCP was very upset, and they were very nervous about this. She did confirm this has been going on for a long time, and what she said was that it is a communications device for receiving and transmitting communications.
Hold on, Tony. We'll finish up your question after the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the exact same equipment the government uses to protect their vehicles, that's at my website at thelibertyman.com with a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college. Building with Jeff Nyquist. Jeff, before we get to Tony's, back to Tony's comments, I'll let people know how they can subscribe to your website, please.
There's a PayPal button below every article or video.
All right. Tony, you want to summarize your question for Jeff, please?
Yes, sir. Again, so Dr. Lehman Yang was given an interview with Jamie Glazov. She did confirm that the balloon was military. It was People's Liberation Army. It was 1 of 10. It was designed for communications, receiving, and transmitting. She also verified, this goes to our conversation yesterday, she verified People's Liberation Army is using the border for infiltration. She did say that there was a large amount of PLA and CCP members that were going through the border to, quote, create chaos in America. So I was just, on these two data points, it just confirmed everything that was discussed on the roundtable yesterday regarding invasion. And I was just wondering, Jeff, if you've spoken with Dr. Ying regarding this, and if you maybe had some more information, and I'll take my comments.
Yeah, I talk to her all the time, and she helped give me the interview with Mr. Wang of Luda Media, who she works with. There's communications monitoring equipment on the Chinese balloon. The Chinese are running these balloons in about 40 countries, so they're not just doing it here. But one of the things that makes balloons so ideal is that there are thousands of balloons, tens of thousands of balloons in the air around the planet. And there's more than 1,000. I think it's 1,800 a day are launched worldwide. So if the government goes out with fighter jets and starts shooting them down, they're mostly going to be shooting down, civilian balloons, science balloons, weather balloons, etc. So it's really great to throw in these little needles in a haystack because it's a very hard problem to cope with. And in terms of radars, it creates massive confusion to try to track balloons with radars. Because radars, then you are suddenly seeing all kinds of things on there that you don't know what they are, because birds will show up. And you can get confused that you're suffering an attack when you're not, from missiles or planes, by misinterpreting, because suddenly you've got all this junk on your radar and you can misread what it is. So, it's a serious problem. And, I don't know, the United States should definitely insist that China desist and take certain measures. Probably there's something the U.S. can do to figure out how to track it. But again, you have to have the political and military will to do that and to protect your communications. About the border, by the way, and the Chinese invasion preparations, Mr. Wang is perfectly aware. What he told me is that there is a plan to invade with Russia and China together to invade North America. So he confirmed that's still on the table. And that's, Mr. Wang is a defector from the People's Liberation Army himself.
Okay, Tony, any follow-up?
I think he said he was...
Yeah, I think he's moved on.
Take the question off the air, yeah.
We had a break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, we're certainly living in perilous times, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, it's very dangerous, and I think people would rather close their eyes, but it is a great shame that even our experts and scholars and journalists and people in Washington are more concerned with side issues and lesser evils. They don't want to confront the great evil, which is an enemy that wants to wipe us off the map. And it really connects to many things, this subject. And if you don't connect it upright, you're not going to have the right attitude or the right response to it.
I think it was yesterday, Jeff, that Steve Bannon mentioned that members of our active duty members of our military feel like they've been sold out, and they're making preparations to defend the country from this invasion. Do you recall that?
No. What did he say exactly?
That the members of the U.S. military are aware of being sold out by our leadership.
Oh.
And they're making, right.
Yeah. Well, he was, he talked about people in the military who had some reason to be concerned about a Chinese invasion.
Precisely.
When China and Russia, the commander of Southern Command, General Laura Richardson, made a statement last month. In which he said, look, the Chinese and Russians are taking over Latin America. They're taking it over. And he put China out front as the main instigator of this.
Well, I say good for him. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I now have my show archived at the following locations, in addition to Republic Broadcasting's archives: Brighteon, BitChute, Facebook, Rumble, Patreon, So Truth Social, Clout Hub, and Odyssey. So a lot of places to listen to my archives. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are sale at Amazon. And Jeff, looks like our next caller is James in North Carolina. Good morning, James.
Hey, John, Jeff, how y'all doing this morning?
Fantastic. What's on your mind, sir?
I hear, you know, y'all talk a lot about China and Russia attacking us. You know, in the greater scheme of things, you know, if they did attack us, I've got a question about if China attacked us, you know, we're not real friends with India, but wouldn't India join in the conflict? And I'll take my answer off air. I'm at work, so. But okay. I mean, that's something that I haven't heard anybody talk about. You know, if China decides to attack us, we are kind of allies with India. Would India not help us, or would they help the Chinese?
No,
and I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Yeah, the Indians hate the Chinese, and they won't help them. Russia and China long ago, during the Cold War, engaged in a game which the KGB defector Anatoly Golitsyn described as a scissor strategy, where China ran in and helped Pakistan, and Russia ran in, you know, because India broke up. At one point, there was just India, and then when India got its independence from the British Empire, it broke into Pakistan, the Muslim part of India, and then India, the Hindu part of India. And there was, they had a terrible war. You could call it an Indian civil war at first. And so they basically, Russia and China managed the Indian subcontinent this way. So that right now, for example, Pakistan so hates the Russians that they are sending help to Ukraine, which is interesting. India, which would be more aligned in many ways with Western values, in this matter, is going along with Russia, but hates India. And this is an artifact of the old Russian-Chinese split policy of splitting them and taking them each side to one side. They have tried through the BRIC alliance. BRIC originally was Brazil, Russia, India, and China, tried to integrate India into an alliance with Russia and China that way. It has not succeeded. The Indians are absolutely understand that China is a deadly enemy. So if it was a war against India, I mean a war against China, yeah, India would want to be part of that. And they have participated in meetings with the Australians and the Japanese and ourselves about that. So it's very interesting. And they unfortunately use a lot of Russian weapons. So that makes them vulnerable to manipulation, and their government is heavily infiltrated by the Russians, by Russian agents. So it's hard to say how that would line up, but it is one of those problems that Russia and China has from because of their past strategies of managing Pakistan and India.
Fascinating. Yeah. All these nuances and things that go back decades. It is fascinating, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you can see how they try to fix things, and it doesn't always work for them. They're very good at strategy, but sometimes when you pick a strategy, it's hard to you create problems for yourself that you don't realize further down the line. You know, there's the unintended consequences of certain policies or strategies.
That's right. That's right. Of course, the big question in many people's minds is, when will China and Russia make their move against the United States? There's a lot of evidence that World War III is being fought right now, isn't it, sir?
Well, people will probably just like in World War II, when Germany invaded Poland, it wasn't yet a world war. You had a war going on between China and Japan going back to 1937. But, nobody would call it a world war quite yet. But once you get enough countries in, then it is a world war. So, and you start dating it back to 1939 or 1937, whatever, you know. Some people might date it back to 9/11, to the attack on 9/11, because really, Russia, I believe, was behind 9/11. And you've got people like the KGB FSB defector Alexander Litvinenko, who basically said that Putin and Russia was behind 9/11. And he was poisoned rather dramatically with radioactive polonium in 2006 and died a horrible death. And the British investigated it. There was a British court inquiry in which MI6 was compelled to give everything it had, all its files, all its knowledge of this. And the judge determined it had to have been Putin that ordered it, because the head of the FSB was involved in poisoning Litvinenko, and they had the proof. What was interesting is that there's evidence that the Russians attempted to assassinate the judge, the British judge in that case, and that they actually assassinated one of the star witnesses, who was an expert on polonium.
There was a man with the same name as a judge who got assassinated by mistake. Was that the
right? Yeah, in a nearby village, a man that had the same name. This is from Russia with Blood. and a thorough investigation of all the murders in Britain. If people want to know why the British have been particularly lining up with Poland and being having an anti a Russian line, the British have had this problem of Russia just using Britain like its own backyard, killing whoever they want, you know, assassinating anybody that they want. And while the British ignored it for years, and it was almost a scandal of the British government looking the other way, they finally couldn't. It just went so against them that they just turned on Russia. I mean, imagine if you literally had the run of a country and you were just killing people willy-nilly, whoever you wanted, as murdering them, gangster style. You would eventually, people in that country would eventually be very hostile. This is part of the thing between Britain and Russia. Where on Russian TV, they talk about, you know, using a tsunami weapon to just exterminate the British. I mean, they talk about that on Russian TV, you know, because this is escalated. This nasty relationship has escalated.
Amazing. We got open lines. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. And of course, we always come back to, we can't count on our government to protect us from what's coming. That leaves it up to families to do what they can, right, Jeff?
Well, we need to do what we can, of course, but basically we're not protected unless our government protects us. So it is a vital issue that people become involved in politics and they hold the government to account, because these people, basically criminal negligence if they let our defenses go. And that's no joke. And if we need to have treason trials in the country for people who have allowed our enemy in the gate, who have opened our southern border to infiltration by enemy intelligence services and saboteurs, there needs to be trials. Because why did they do that? Did they do it because they were tricked, blackmailed, because they ideologically sympathized with people who hate the country? You know, I'm sure it's a case-by-case basis, but we have to do something to solve this. I mean, I went to school, graduate school, with people who hate this country. And I know they didn't have the wherewithal to destroy the country. But would they collaborate with the country's enemies? I think they would. I think some of those people I went to graduate school would. Others maybe wouldn't for reasons, for personal reasons. But the Russians and Chinese are very slick at recruiting people and getting them to do things that they don't really understand the full implications of what they're doing. And then one in for a penny, you know, in for a pound, there's no way out. Once you end up working as a spy, you can't quit. It's like the mafia.
Right.
There's no way out.
There's no retirement program. So our next caller is Mark in Kentucky. Good morning, Mark.
Yes, I suspect that the Russians were also responsible for the extinction of the dinosaurs. And if your guest could expound upon that, I think it would make great, interesting radio this morning. Thank you.
Okay, well, we'll just move on from there.
Well, he obviously doesn't believe any of these facts, by the way. And he's annoyed that somebody would actually say the criminal things that Russia does. Because, you know, many people in America are so incensed and angry at their own government, they don't want to hear that there's something worse out there that's actually causing the degradation within our own government, that the Russians have been working on bringing us down for 100 years and doesn't understand. Putin is a KGB career colonel who headed the FSB in the 1990s. And was made prime minister of the country. Hey, why would you make a career KGB guy head of your country, huh? The KGB was the sword and shield of the Communist Party. Why does Putin support Cuba? Why is he building military facilities in Nicaragua? Why are there Russian troops in Venezuela? Why are they helping all these communist countries in Africa? Why are they allied with China? Oh, no, Russia's not a communist country. Putin's a Christian. Oh, give me a break. You know, I mean, there's at some point, you're just a naive fool if you believe that kind of rhetoric, that Putin can come out and sport a cross and win you over. You're just a dupe.
Well, as I've said on my show, on this show, my friend Command Sergeant Major Page, who's been on the show with me multiple times, got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base, flew across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. And that's firsthand account by a man I know and trust implicitly. China has basically colonized sub-Saharan Africa at this point in time, building roads, bridges, dams, water treatment plants, airports, everything they need to colonize Africa. And basically, the plan there is to have no Africans present once the real colonization begins. Don't you think, Jeff?
Well, I had information from a Russian science person high up in the Russian system that basically said that the Chinese had approached the Russians a number of years ago and saying, would you mind if we exterminated the populations of some of these sub-Saharan African countries so that we could colonize them with Chinese, we could bring Chinese in? And the Russians, I don't know if they were grudging about it, but the Russians agreed that, okay, you can do certain things with some of these countries. You can, you know, you can eliminate their populations if you want. And I think, you know, when you look at Colonel Lunev's statements about China taking over the lower 48 states and General Chiachen's speech about making a deal with Russia about land in the north so they could secure the lower 48 states, there are agreements with Russia about exterminating us and so that China can build a second China here. And I think if you look at defector testimony and Qi's secret speech and Lunev's statements, I mean, it's pretty clear. You got more than one source pointing to this as a kind of long-range plan on the part of Moscow and Beijing. And people can be as mad at Biden. You know, it would be like the way I characterize so much of what I hear on the right. It's as if Benedict Arnold commits his treason and Washington wants to ally with the British against Benedict Arnold, because the real problem is the deep state of Benedict Arnold within the Continental Army. And that he's got to root out this deep state, and even allying with the British is necessary for him to do this. I mean, and that the British, I mean, it is so, I don't know, it's so, there's something emotional about it. There's something emotionally attractive about it. And I think you can't underestimate the way in which the Russians and the Chinese, they have whole academies that study psychology and study our psychology to find out what gets under our skin and to get us motivated to putting the emphasis on the wrong word in the sentence. In the word enemy, the enemy that is most important is the main enemy, not the traitor. He's certainly dangerous, and Washington said, you know, Arnold may have sunk our cause, but you're still fighting the British. See, you're still fighting a country in the end.
Absolutely. Jeff, our next caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. I just like to kick back to Dinosaur Boy. I grew up in the Chicago area. I have a friend that owned a big landscaping business. He married a Mexican national, and he would get his labor through her, and he would spend his winters at her hacienda in Texas and down in Mexico. And I ran into him. He sold the business, and we were having a conversation, and I brought up this business about Chinese, and he went off. He told me there's all kinds of Chinese down in Mexico. He just kind of motors his way around. He sees it. He believes that they're empowering the cartels, that they put a deep port in on the west coast of Mexico, that they can bring anything and everything through. And he told me that he's been in that culture for 20, 30 years, and he says it's totally changed down there. So when Israeli news guy said barefoot guys with AK-47s, he's not lying. This thing is real. And some clown doing dinosaur jokes, he'll be one of the first ones to get a smile on his face when somebody does them. So that's all I got to say. It pisses me off that people are so stupid in this country. They don't give Jeff and you guys a chance to give them at least an eye-opening view. That's all I got to say.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Fred is right, by the way. I had a Brazilian friend who had to flee Brazil because the Chinese put a hit on him, and he was in Mexico. And when I called him to see how he was doing, he said, Jeff, this place is full of Chinese. I mean, he was frightened because he knew the Chinese were the ones that were trying to kill him. And there he was fleeing from them, coming to the United States through Mexico. And there were Chinese everywhere. And it's true, China has infiltrated Mexico. Colonel Lunev said that Mexico was a key aspect to a future invasion of the U.S.
Well, D-Day would have been a lot better for the Allies if we'd had a land-based starting point rather than having to cross 18 miles of open ocean. And that's what the Chinese got. They got the unsinkable landing spot to start with, don't they?
Well, they control the port of Ensenada. They basically run the port of Ensenada, and they built a highway from there up to the United States, up to Tijuana, so that they could, and they actually told the contractors who built the highway that they were building it to invade the United States, the Mexican contractors.
How about that? Here's our last break. We'll get your summary after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S. Secret.com. SUSANAS Secret.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my 357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jeff, we covered a lot of territory today, and if you could please summarize your thoughts and give people some ideas on what they need to be doing, sir.
Well, I mean, I think people need to put water and food aside, because one of the effects of war is interruption of the supply chain, and possibly an interruption in electricity and availability of fuel. So, people, you need to do the best you can with this. It can be very difficult if you live in a big city. And that's why, you know, many of us have moved to the countryside and don't live in big cities anymore. But it's not possible. People have work. They have to live where they live. Really, it's important for our leaders to be supported, the ones that are going to stand up to the lack of vigilance and the lack of understanding of what's going on. We don't have very many leaders who seem to understand. And those need to be supported. And we don't have very many journalists who seem to understand. So you need to support the right people. And you need to be yourself vigilant about the narratives you're hearing. Because the Russians and Chinese, their psychological and information warfare is extremely sophisticated. They're going to try to convince you that your main enemy are the Benedict Arnolds here, and that it's mainly corruption of capitalism and the wickedness of our own system and the badness of Washington and the Pentagon and DARPA that is responsible for what's going on. But you have to understand, in an octopus, the tentacles are not the key part. It's the brain. That brain is back in Moscow, in Beijing. And that's what the main enemy is, the communist movement, which once it got hold of a country, and the first country was Russia, became really an effective, dangerous power in the world over 100 years ago. So that's the thought I want to leave people with, because you have to be correctly oriented to your enemy. The first rule in politics is know who your friends are and know who your enemies are. And one of the problems with a lot of the so-called analysis that goes on, people take unanalyzed facts and they jump to conclusions from the facts that aren't warranted. And so they have this half-digested garbage in which they're basically attributing motives to people that they haven't really studied, and they don't have, it takes a great deal of knowledge about a person or a group to be able to talk about their motives. And that can oftentimes take years to have an understanding of it. And in fact, most social science, they frown on the idea of looking at motives, because you can't see inside people's heads, right? But right. you can, because what people do indicates to you what they're thinking. But it's the analysis to interpret the actions, why people are doing what they're doing. Most people are not nefarious. They may be bad. They may do the wrong thing. They may have the wrong motives. But a person, for example, who goes along with the vaccine because he's afraid his career is going to be over, is not the person who's created the problem. It's just somebody who's going along with.
That's right. Jeff, thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll have you back next week. We appreciate it, sir. Okay, that's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, the large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in, the even larger, beautiful state of Texas. Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ezoff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.